The Syrian military is pressing ahead with its operations against terrorists in the northern city of Aleppo, making more gains on the ground. In the latest development, government troops repelled an attack by terrorists on a major army base in the city, killing hundreds of militants. The terrorists had conducted the raid in an attempt to end the army's siege of militant-held areas. However, some reports suggest terrorists have captured parts of Syrian military facilities south of Aleppo. Still, the army is tightening the noose on terrorists in the city, as it has laid siege to most militant-held neighborhoods in Aleppo. Militants have abandoned fighting in some areas to avoid further losses. They're also using civilians as human shields in a bid to slow the army's advance. Well, to talk more about this, let's go to Damascus and talk to Press TV's Mohammed Ali, our correspondent there. Mohammed, tell us more about how the Syrian army is coping in fighting back the terrorists.
Yes, currently, as we speak, ferocious fighting is taking place, according to the Syrian army's official source here in the general command in Damascus. That ferocious fighting is taking place on the southern axis of the city of Aleppo in the southern countryside, where the terrorists today launched a new and major attack against the Syrian army positions, particularly military faculties over there. Four military faculties were attacked by the terrorists of the Al-Jaysh Al-Fatah, which are led by the Al-Nusra Front over there, in addition to 20 other armed groups like Faylaq al-Sham, Ahrar al-Sham, Al-Zinki, and many others, those who are well supported by Turkey over there. It is not the first attack that happens during the past several days. Terrorists have been striving, actually, and desperate to reach any kind of army position west of Aleppo and southwest and also south of Aleppo. However, yesterday we have to point out that those terrorists failed to take control of any position around those main Syrian army military faculties. And after that, just this morning, they attacked again those areas and were able, actually, to infiltrate into those military, faculties and take control of several buildings inside those faculties. Now, clashes are happening inside those faculties as we speak. The Syrian army has said that it is inflicting heavy losses on those armed groups who are infiltrating. And the Syrian army is determined, according to the official source, the Syrian army is determined not to allow those terrorists to actually cross this area around the faculties and reach the Syrian army's major and main supply line that links Aleppo with Damascus. This is actually the main goal of the armed groups of this attack. The main goal of this attack is for the terrorists to take control of those faculties and reach that road, cutting it, of course, and preventing the Syrian army from getting reinforcements from any other parts towards Aleppo. However, the Syrian army is determined, actually, not to allow them to do so. And also, while the ground troops are defending those faculties, those military establishments, the Syrian Air Force is heavily striking the back lines of the terrorists in order to prevent them from getting reinforcements to the front line over there. So definitely ferocious fighting is happening over there. We still have to wait and see what the result will be.
And of course, Mohammed, the fact that the terrorists are using civilians as a human shield, how has this made the Syrian army change its way of confronting the terrorists?
Well, the Syrian army is not actually launching any attack against the terrorists who are inside the eastern parts of Aleppo in the residential areas. Currently, there are no fighting happening over there. What the Syrian army did is that it carried out a major military offensive that led to cutting the only supply line for the terrorists, which is Al-Castillo. This is in the northern countryside of Aleppo. This is not a residential area. And now, after that, the Syrian army gave the armed groups a chance to surrender themselves, a three-month chance, and they will get an amnesty, and also opened five humanitarian corridors for the civilians to exit. So there are no clashes happening in residential areas in the eastern parts of Aleppo. But in retaliation to such a victory for the Syrian army, terrorists have been launching this major attack from the western side of the city, trying to break in and breach the Syrian army positions there, and also cut the Syrian army's supply line, just like the army cut theirs in the north. They're trying, those terrorists, to cut the Syrian army's supply line near Al Ramusi area, which makes up the exit and entrance of to the city of Aleppo for the government forces. Up till this moment, they have failed to do so, but definitely ferocious fighting is happening, and there are large numbers of terrorists that are engaged in this particular offensive against the Syrian army. And this shows how desperate they are after the Syrian army cut their supply line. They want to achieve anything on ground, perhaps, in order to make up for their losses north of Aleppo.
All right, Press TV's Mohammed Ali reporting there from Damascus. Thanks, Mohammed, and stay safe.